To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hey, news listeners, it's Thursday, and of course, time for your Thursday installment of the BT at News Show. It's the 11th of August, 2022. Got the highlights of the best technology news that went on over the past couple of days, and we got it for you right now in less than 5 minutes. It's time to flip out over Samsung's new phones. Yes, Samsung has announced the launch of their next generation foldable smartphones. This would be, of course, the Galaxy Z Flip 4 and the Galaxy Z Fold 4. Now, as far as the Z Flip 4 goes, the features actually include 120Hz 6.4-inch screen, and it actually folds out vertically. And when it's closed, there's a 1.9-inch screen that'll show the time, notifications, and other little information that you want to put there. Of course, with a lot of other smartphones out there, it does have a fingerprint sensor. That's actually at the side of the phone, and amazingly, compared to the previous generation, the new phone offers a more slimmed down hinge. It has a dual rear camera setup with a 12 megapixel wide angle lens and an ultra wide angle lens. The front facing camera is a 10 megapixel one, and of course this phone has the built-in flex cam. With this feature, it allows hands-free video, group selfies. In fact, when the Z Flip 4 is partially folded, you can get even more fun with your flex cam. Now onto the Galaxy Z Fold. There's a triple lens setup on the device. 50 megapixel wide angle, 12 megapixel ultra wide camera, and a 10 megapixel telephoto camera. Of course, your selfie camera's there, all 10 megapixels of it, and even a 4 megapixel under display camera. Of course, both of these devices have Gorilla Glass, and both are equipped with the Snapdragon 8 Plus Generation 1 chips. But more importantly, the price, yeah. The Galaxy Z Flip 4 is priced at $1,000, and the Galaxy Z Fold 4 is priced at $1,800. So if you just now checked your credit limit or possibly what's left in your bank, Samsung says you can start pre-ordering now. Well, looky there, 1Password 8, all new redesigned glory there. It has now arrived on Android and iOS. And when we mean redesign, it's a big redesign. This has taken a while, we've been hearing about it, but it looks like good things come to those who wait. The overhaul design of the mobile password management app kind of has, in some ways, has more of the flavor of the 1Password 8 apps for Windows and even Mac. By the way, which both of those were recently redesigned as well. With the mobile interface, it includes a personalized home tab, pin favorites, and even organize your passwords. And with the new personalized home screen, it lets you easily log in where you've recently created and even pin individual fields from a login. 1Password has also updated the Watchtower UI inside the mobile app. This will, of course, include the alerts about data breaches within the set items. Where's my music? Where the hell are the podcasts? Well, Spotify feels your confusion. That's why they're doing a little reorganizing. Yes, we all know Spotify's been working on a new app design for the Home tab. This will help create separate feeds for your music and your podcasts. And if you're on Android, you should be seeing it already. iOS, yeah, you're gonna have to wait a little longer. Now, those of you on Android right now looking at the new feed, you're thinking, this doesn't look very new. Well, at first glance, no, it doesn't. But if you go to the top of the screen, there are two new buttons there. One for music and one for podcasts. Now, mainly, this change is due for a lot of podcast users now on Spotify. It's bringing their UI much closer to an actual podcast app. Now, Spotify, no, they're not done yet redesigning everything. A lot to be integrated. They are promising in the future, though, music to books to podcast to live audio. It should be even more user-friendly in the near future. And finally, hey, try once and fail, hell, try again. Well, that's Walmart's motto. Might remember they had a streaming service. It didn't go so well. According to the New York Times, Walmart is currently investigating, yes, investigating, not investing, a building its own streaming service. And they're actually currently talking to some big-name content producers. This, of course, would be about what shows and movies they could offer exclusively on Walmart Plus. Yep, apparently that's going to be the name, Walmart Plus. Hope they change it. Now, to give you a little brief history about Walmart's streaming endeavors, trust me, it's a little easy to get confused. Back in 2010, it acquired Vudu. That service then fell off to Fandango in 2020, even though since 2018, rumors have been flying around about Walmart's own personalized streaming service. Now, if you're trying to visualize what this Walmart streaming service would be, well, think Amazon Prime, but Walmart style. Yeah, just think about that. story? No one else is listening? We'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Our official website, of course, for the British Tech Network, BritishTechNetwork.com. Hop on over there, check out the news show, the Mac show, the Big Show, and the photo show, too. Of course, find us on Facebook at British Tech Network. Follow us over there on Twitter at British Tech. And join the BTN community at our Slack room by going to BritishTech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way for your Friday installment tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening, but until then, have yourself a great Thursday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the news show.